Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, it's great to have your company. Sports Day WA, you can hear it Monday to Wednesday between 5 and 6. And when we've got Thursday night AFL football, an early edition between 2 and 3. I know what will be on the back page of the West tomorrow. For those people that read the West Australian, it will be Harley Reid, because reportedly they're saying that the Eagles are ramping up their quest to lock away Harley Reid on a long-term deal after the club met with the teenagers' camp over the weekend. It appears that the Eagles reportedly met with Reid's camp, including his manager Nick Geeshan and the teenager's family, in recent days as they look to lock an extension beyond his contract. And that no doubt has come on the back end of the comments made by Tom Morris today. Lisa has been on the SMS on 0487 736 736. Hi, Peter. Pleased to hear Brad Smith's on air. Loved watching him play, and I knew his late brother very well in Esperance and then Bunbury. Oh, that's good, Lise. Good to know. The Eagles have to bring Harley Reid's girlfriend over. She is currently playing for Carlton on the wing, and from all accounts is very good. Eagles brilliant in the second half. Jamie Cripps was so angry with himself after the game. He was still frothing at the mouth in the rooms, and us fans were too. The Eagles' injuries are a worry. Yo Long, Jake out with that delayed concussion and a possible hammy. So anyway, it goes on. Good on you, Lise, who's a passionate West Coast Eagle. And as I said, they'll be challenged this week. It's Collingwood, and they've got a few outs, which is unfortunate for the West Coast Eagles. So it might be tough going in that away game under the roof at Marvel Stadium. And that update, thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. Regarding Harley Reid, the fact that it looks like there may have been a bit of a meeting across the weekend with Harley Reid's manager in Nick Geeshan. Cobram Estate is Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. All right, let's get into our top five at five. Let's kick it off right now.
Number five.
Witherden wobbles the ball towards 4-4, and here he is again. Witherden! He's taken another contested mark. Unbelievable.
Don't give it away now.
So Jake Waterman has kicked three goals.
Oh, no.
What's happened
sat,
here?
Well, they just sat someone on their backside, and I reckon they're going to take it off him.
Oh, no.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
That is ridiculous.
Let's have a look what happened here, Scotty.
Pathetic, pathetic. Jamie Cripps. Jamie Cripps has probably thrown three jumper punches.
Okay, and in the end, Rotham is seen over the line.
Just so dumb by a senior player. Jamie Cripps should be sitting on the pine right now and apologising profusely.
That's from our call on Eagles Nation between the West Coast Eagles and Essendon with Scotty Cummings, very animated, yours truly, Pete of Vlahos, and Jimmy Williams. And look forward to entertaining you on Friday night for the match between Fremantle and Sydney.
Number four.
And round the back is Gakpo. It's a lovely header. It's a lovely goal by Liverpool. Harvey Elliott absolutely relentless in winning the ball back, creating the opportunity. And Gakpo gives Liverpool further daylight. Andrew Robertson delivers early. Emerson Royal always put it straight to Salah. Here comes Elliott. It's a goal to take your breath away from Harvey Elliott. It's a wonderful strike. One thing on his mind from receiving the ball, and he picks out the top corner quite perfectly.
So a bit of heat now on Ange Postecoglou. The good feeling around the Australians' arrival in the Premier League has well and truly been washed away, with Spurs limping towards the finish line in dire fashion. After hammering this time, Spurs went 4-0 down to Liverpool before two late consolation goals has ramped up the pressure on the Aussie, with pundits starting to call out the defensive frailty of his team. Spurs have lost four straight league games now, conceding three goals or more in three of those defeats.
Number three.
15 times Lando Norris has stood on the podium, but never on the top step. Until now, it's a landmark day for Lando. Lando Norris wins for the first time in Formula One. It's victory in Miami for Norris and McLaren. The British driver's dream is realised. And at the 110th attempt, he's done it. He's won it.
110th attempt. Congratulations, Lando Norris. And Max Verstappen has heaped praise on Norris for a deserved breakthrough Formula One victory, with the Red Star driver accepting defeat to his McLaren rival at the end of a dramatic Miami Grand Prix. Verstappen controlled the early stages of the encounter, but lost the lead to Norris under a mid-race safety car, with the Dutchman pitting just before it was deployed and the Briton changing tyres under it. Norris came under some pressure from Verstappen when the race restarted, but managed to hold on to position one and delivered an assured performance over the remaining laps to take the checkered flag.
Number two.
Both fighters land big shots there.
That left hook got through.
Oh! Oh, the elbow of the left hit. Hook, and Pantoja walks through it. Oh, he's leaking bad, though.
Pantoja has a chin, boy, but he is bleeding.
And for him to put his hand to that cut suggests it could be really ugly.
That's not good, because, you know, with all that adrenaline, if you immediately address a cut right away, you know it's not good.
I mean, he is bloody.
For the winner, by unanimous decision, and still the undisputed UFC flyweight champion of the world, Alexandre the Cannibal Pantoja.
He finally got it out. Steve Ercik, the West Australian, has fallen short in his bid to become a world champion, but the Aussie underdog lost no admirers against Alexandre Pantoja in the main event of UFC 301 in Brazil. Despite being a massive outsider and ranked 10th in the division, Usyk walked into enemy territory in Brazil against Pantoja and went the distance in a tremendous bout. However, the champion did enough to retain the UFC gold, securing a unanimous decision, as you heard, with the three judges scoring 48-47, 48-47 and 49-46.
Number one.
Amis making a lead, but ignored by Young. He darts it inside 50, looking for the man of the moment, Tracy, directly in front. Goal umpire doesn't move.
They're going to get it. They're keeping ball in hand. O'Meara to Johnson. Now the launch inside 50. He's got his name written all over it. Tracy flew from the side. Looking for his fourth. Never in doubt. Umpire did not move one inch. Fremantle are going to salute at the MCG on a Sunday afternoon. The yellow and black are fuming. The Dockers will sing one of the best songs in the business. 15-13-103 to 6-13-49.
Yes, as called on SEN AFL Nation yesterday, Brett Phillips there. And a lot of talk about Josh Tracy, who's now a mainstay of the forward line. And as a leaper and a flyer, can also hunt and hurt at ground level. He is a perfect four now for Jai Amos. So congratulations to the Fremantle Dockers. A big victory yesterday against the Golden Black, the Richmond Footy Club. And as you heard, their supporters not too happy about it at all. And that top five at five, it's all thanks to our friends at Novus Auto Glass. Don't let your old windscreen end up as landfill. Call Novus Auto Glass 13 22 34. Just on the text line before we take a break, 0487 736 736. Hi, Pete. There are other players to talk about other than Harley Reid. I agree. And other teams other than the Eagles. Fair suck of the Savoy, Pete. That's Gavin from Preston Beach. Good on you, Gav. Good part of the world. Yes, we try. We try. But it's all directed by what you're telling us. And Gav, I'd be interested to see who you support. Text us through again, and I'll try and get some information on the show tomorrow night and discuss maybe your footy club. It's 22 to 6. Tash Rigby joins us on the other side of the break here on Sports Day WA.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.